Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson. On this edition of the weekly podcast from Radio Today, Roger Cutsforth from the Radio Academy is here to tell us about the upcoming ARIAs and Segway events in Leeds in October. Plus, James Cridland examines object-based media, and David Lloyd has some more brilliant archive audio in Radio Moments.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, innovative solutions for creative radio people.
First, though, Radio Today's Roy Martin is here, and everybody's been showing a bit of love for Greg James this week.
Hi, Stu. Yeah, he was good, wasn't he? Did you hear the first show?
I did. I heard quite a lot of it. Should we have a listen to his first link?
Go on, then.
I should probably start by introducing myself. My name is Greg James, and I love radio more than anything else in the whole world. It is the best thing. It is there when you're happy. It's there when you're sad. It cheers you up, it makes you laugh, it sums up moments in your life. And this is the most famous radio show in the world, and it's a privilege to share it with you every morning. If you've been listening for years, hello. Nice to be back on. And you know what we can get up to together. If you're new, welcome. I hope you like it. We should get on with it, shouldn't we, really? There's a lot in today's show. I've been preparing it for about 20 years. It's full, okay? Right. First things first. Music.
Yeah, first and that song. Nice new theme he's got. Quite different to jingles, but a kind of bit of a Greatest Showman style to it. I think that's going to go down well.
Was it, Real World had made the imaging for the new show?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Real World. So all good stuff. So well done to Greg. And I say a lot of love from right across the industry as well, which is good news. We've had quite a lot of big radio news this week. Jazz FM sold. We didn't see that one coming.
We didn't. It's had quite a history, hasn't it? It's obviously, we remember it from the days of GMG when we both worked at Smooth, of course, back in 2000 and whatever it was. And who'd have thought that Jazz FM would end up being owned by the Germans? I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, so we'll see what they do with it. I think they're probably going to leave things fairly as they are. It's obviously quite a specialist niche station, and it has quite a loyal following online on digital radio across the UK. It's in a separate building at the moment, of course, with some other businesses. So it will be interesting to see whether it moves to One Golden Square or not. But we'll watch that one.
Well, do they have any room for them at One Golden Square? It's quite packed in there, isn't it?
True, very true, very true. Some other big news this week as well, Jeremy Kyle's returned to radio. He was on Talk Radio on Saturday, and I listened back to the opening of his show and things didn't go quite to plan.
Oh, what happened?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, on the hour news headlines.
There you go. Do you know, honestly, this is brilliant. Day one on Talk Radio, and the bloke's just said in my ear, Jez, IRN News isn't working, so it's not my fault. Stu, you've messed it up already. I was going to start by telling you this, the eight people that are listening. 23 years ago, young and dumb and very excited about radio, I woke up early in a cottage in Devon to listen to the great Chris Evans do his first ever Radio 1 breakfast show. On the edge of my seat, I waited for his opening salvo. And this, my friends, is what he said. Hello.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. The king of controversial conversation is back. The Jeremy Kyle Radio Show on Talk Radio. All the latest headlines, big name interviews, outspoken opinions, and you on the phone. The Jeremy Kyle Radio Show on Talk Radio.
This bit of music. All right, lovely. Hello. It's Saturday afternoon, just gone 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio, and yes, it's just going to be disorganised chaos, but thank you very much indeed to Steph and Dom from Gogglebox. Apparently they were on before. We're here until 4 o'clock this afternoon. I've several things to tell you, my friends, but first of all, I want to share with you what a pathetic attempt it has been so far. 6 weeks in the planning, and the best the people behind this show can come up with to name it is the Jeremy Kyle radio show.
There we are, Jeremy Kyle starting on Talk Radio.
So it's good that he admitted it was a mess at the beginning there. Good job he didn't have to take a lie detector test or anything to admit whose fault it was.
Yeah, and within 5 minutes as well, they'd called, actually dialed up Nigel Farage live on the air. He didn't realise he was live on air straight away as well, so that was quite funny. So, yeah, it sounds like it could be an interesting show to listen to on a Saturday afternoon.
And good to hear that Talk Radio have got some new liners as well.
From TV stars going back to radio, to radio stars going on the telly, Roxanne Pallett from Minster FM's joined Celebrity Big Brother. If you've been watching that, you might have spotted her. And Capital's Vic Hope is going to be on Strictly. It tells you something about radio when the radio people are being picked to go on the reality shows, I guess.
Yeah, it's good news. I was hoping for a couple more in Strictly, but they weren't forthcoming. So, yeah, good luck to Vic and good luck to Roxy as well.
Absolutely. Christmas is a-coming if you work at UKRD.
Yeah, can't wait for Yorkshire Coast Radio Christmas. That'll be fantastic.
Yeah, so this is UKRD announcing 10 pop-up digital-only stations that are going to arrive at Christmas in partnership with their existing FM and DAB services. And Christmas Spirit, I like that name. That's going to work.
Christmas Spirit. Shame we don't get Christmas 2BR or Sun Christmas, but they've just missed out, haven't they?
They have. The community radio nominations are out this week. You can see all of those at radiotoday.co.uk. And just opened for entries this week, the Audio Production Awards, used to be called the Radio Production Awards, the APAs, run by Audio UK. You've got till the 24th of September. The awards are happening on the 22nd of November as we really get into event season in the radio calendar.
Indeed, looking forward to getting out and about once again.
We've got the Community Media Conference coming up, which will have the Community Radio Award winners on the 15th of September. Next Radio, some more names just announced for that this week as well.
That's right, yeah. After a successful appearance in 2015, it's going to be Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle.
From Talk Radio's Late Night Show.
He's been through a lot recently with The Jungle, with all the stunts that he's been doing, or real life situations.
Yeah, falling down wells, attacked by owls.
Right, yeah, hospital stints and the rest of it. So we shall look forward to his 18 minutes of fame at Next Radio on September the 17th.
Also, Drive to Digital coming up the following week on the 25th, and we will be there for that. Well, it's a busy week of radio news, but quiet elsewhere, really, as the summer continues. And we're going to hear more about what's been going on over the summer as the Radio Academy plans for its big events in the autumn, coming up in just a minute. Thanks, Roy. Speak to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Your best content, shareable and discoverable on any platform. Oasis from Broadcast Bionics helps you build a closer relationship with your listeners. Welcome to the social studio at bionics.co.uk.
And as we just mentioned, event season almost here. Plenty packing the Radio Today diary through September, October and November, with the Arias falling right in the middle of all that. And for the second year running, the Radio Academy is putting on extra events as part of the build-up to the Arias. Roger Cutsforth is the Radio Academy Chief Executive. He's on the podcast with us this week to tell us about Segway. Welcome to the podcast, Roger.
Thanks, Stuart. Great to be here.
So a busy summer. No summer holidays for you, because when you've got events in the autumn, there's a lot of work to do.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Louise and I at the Academy have been pulling our hair out, but in a good way.
So tell us what Segway is, if anybody didn't come along last year or hasn't heard of it still.
It's a series of masterclasses, seminars and speeches, really. And it's I suppose, for anyone that's familiar with Radio Festival that we do in May in London, it's something similar to that, but on a smaller scale. And what we've tried to do is build upon people coming to Leeds for the Arias and give them an opportunity to learn and hear from industry illuminati.
And I know one of the highlights for me of that last year was Scott Mills. He was really, really good. What have you got already planned for this year that you can tell us about?
That I can tell you about at the moment. We've got Radio Centre announced their Tuning In conference for Leeds, which is going to be the morning session of Segway on the Thursday. So that's great news. And they've got Michael Hill from Radio Player and Dee Ford from Bauer coming to talk. So that's going to be a fascinating session. They always are. Tuning in conferences are a great event. So we're really delighted that that's part of Segway this year. We've got John Dash, who's our deputy chair. He's working on a session at the moment that's looking at the LGBT community and some significant signposts, really, of what's happened over the last 50 years in both music and radio and what the future is for the community within those sectors as well. And then our chair, Dr. Yvonne Thompson, CBE, is doing a keynote speech coming off the back of the diversity report that Ofcom did earlier in the year and looking at the challenges that we face as a sector, both now and in the future, to try and improve diversity within it.
Yeah, absolutely key at the moment. And I think you've got more that you're going to be announcing soon, so people need to keep an eye on your website and on Radio Today to find out all those details as well.
Yeah, we're working with the PRS Foundation, pulling together a session with them, again with PPL and our other partners, Arkiva as well. But on top of that, we've got a couple more bits to slot in there. So it's going to be a full and packed schedule. We're looking forward to it.
So the idea is of having it in Leeds. Obviously, the ARIAs are in Leeds on the Thursday night. People come up a day early and join in some more fun and kind of make it a bit of a celebration, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And for the radio community in the north, particularly, who may not get the opportunity to go to something like Radio Festival, both in the travel, time out of the business and the cost of that, it gives them an opportunity to see some of the industry's great speakers and to learn from them. Our partners, Leeds BID, who have been supporting us on the ARIAs for the last 2 years, were keen to look at what else we could offer the radio community as it descended upon the city. And we were keen to look at it and see how we could create added value for people that were coming up. So it's purely in and around that we thought there was an opportunity. And from our point of view as well, Stuart, it's easier to resource it when we've got all the people in one place.
Yeah, it's handy for me as well. I don't need a hotel to stay over. And the word segue, it kind of has a couple of meanings, because it's obviously people getting finding a way into the industry, because I know you're kind of working with the universities in Leeds and things as well.
Yeah.
But in your marketing, you've used the word segue and then spelt out afterwards that it's pronounced segue.
Yeah.
Is this a sign that kind of younger people coming into the industry don't know what a segue is or how to pronounce the word? Or is it just a kind of explanation?
It's just an explanation, and it purely is because, and to be honest, it's not just the younger people. I've heard older people that have been in the industry for a long time pronouncing it Sieg under the variations. So it's purely that it is segue, musical term, as you know, but also one that's very familiar to people within the industry, or should be.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking about the ARIAs then, the ticket's going to be free again this year for people who are Radio Academy members. That was a good move last year. I think you got a lot more people there.
Yeah, it is. We made it free. We had about 2,500 people there last year, made up of from the industry, and we invite regional universities, further education colleges and sixth form colleges to attend for free as well, and to really showcase our industry at its best and try and inspire new talent into it is the thinking behind that. And we get a great take-up, which is amazing. We partner with Leeds College of Music for the first day of Segway, and this year we're at Cloth Hall Court on the Thursday, which is a Leeds Beckett University venue who we've partnered with before. So to be able to get the industry there for free, acknowledging that, you know, there are train and accommodation costs that people need to take into account, we thought it was only a fair thing to do. And we also slashed the entry prices for the ARIAs last year down to £25, which we could retain again this year, which, as you'll know from previous industry awards event, that's significantly cheaper.
Yeah, and the judging is going on at the moment. I know there's a lot of people judging award entries for the ARIAs and the Community Radio Awards, and there'll be Student Radio Awards coming up as well, and the Audio Production Awards. We're well into awards season. Plus, you got the 30 Under 30 to announce soon as well.
Yeah, so 30 Under 30 we announced first week of September. So that judging's been going on, and then we've got the ARIAs at the moment, as you say, which the judging closes on the 10th of September, the week before we make the shortlist announcements. And we've got over 80 people from the industry giving up their time, well, across the both, actually over 100 people judging either 30 under 30 in the ARIAs, which is fantastic, and we owe a great debt of gratitude to them for giving up their summers to be able to listen to all of that.
How's membership going at the moment? I mean, I think there are still people still don't realise that if they work for a patron, they these days have to activate their membership of the Radio Academy to get access to the emails you sent out and the info and free access to the events. Are there people still all the time activating that membership?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's one of those key messages, and I'm delighted you brought it up, that we're trying to get out, is that whilst many people that work for patrons assume that they've got the membership, they have, as it's complimentary, but you do need to go on and activate it with your work email address. So, or if you work for one of our affiliate patron organisations, then you can get a promo code through your head office. So whether that be, what's the name of Rig now?
Audio UK.
Audio UK, yeah. And for things like Hospital Broadcasting Association, Community Media Association, etc. So everybody can get free membership of the Academy if they go through their organisation.
While we've got you, big week for the radio industry this week. We had the new Radio 1 breakfast show, and I felt there was a really good moment on Monday when people were coming together, commercial radio, BBC people, just kind of showing a lot of love and support for Greg from right across radio. We seem to be in a good place at the moment in the industry.
Yeah, I think we're in a great place at the moment. And you're right, there was a real, we put out on our social media, a lot of love in the room for Greg on Monday in particular. And I think that's seeing someone that's come through from student radio, a little bit in commercial radio, then on to Radio 1 and now to get the flagship show, I think's fantastic. And it's inspiring for anybody that wants to get in the industry. And Greg's such a lovely guy, and people have warmed to him and are just so genuinely pleased for him. And his journey through to that spot, if you like, has been fantastically inspirational for the whole radio sector. And I look at it and I think there are so many, audio's in such a great place, podcasting's going through the roof. You see so many people now claiming to be the new version of radio, which I think is which is quite cool in terms of what they're doing. And if we look at the ARIAs this year, and the 30 under 30, you'll see some of the comments on social media from some of the judges of 30 under 30 that are blown away by the new talent that's coming into the sector. And without giving anything away, but the best new show and best new presenter categories of the ARIAs were absolutely inundated this year. So at a time when some people could be bemoaning the lack of opportunity or perceived lack of opportunity that there may be within the industry, there's actually some fantastic success stories and some great new people and new shows being delivered all the time.
Well, we look forward to seeing you in Leeds at Segway and at the ARIAs. I still call them the ARIAs, but, you know, being a northerner.
Yeah, same as me, mate.
We'll pander to these southerners and call them the ARIAs for now. It should be another good night. I know you've got music acts still to announce as well.
Yeah, we have. We've got Pandora Christie and Melvin Adoom co-hosting this year from KISS, which is fantastic. We're delighted at that. And the first time we've had a co-host, so that should be fun. And we'll be announcing the music acts a little bit nearer the time.
We'll see you there. Thanks, Roger.
Cheers. Thanks, Stuart.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
David Lloyd's radio moments are coming up. First, a quick word about Clean Feed, if you've not heard about it. If you're doing OBs, interviews down the line, co-hosting from remote spots, Clean Feed is designed for radio people and for podcasters, and it's really simple. To get started, connect in live audio via your browser over the internet. The quality is really good. You can record right within it too, and it doesn't cost you anything at all to get started. It'll only take you 30 seconds to sign up for the free version, and you'll be doing your first live interview or recording within minutes, and you can even add on some extra features by paying a little bit of cash. You can find out more at cleanfeed.net. That's cleanfeed.net.
At james.crid.land, I'm James Cridland, the radio futurologist. This week is object-based media in your future. Object-based media. That sounds very techie. But as I stumbled across a BBC R&D webpage last week, highlighting where they've got with it, I'm reminded how powerful the idea is and how much it could play a part in the future of radio. So, what is object-based media? Well, if you're recording a radio program, typically the only thing that you record is the output of the mixing desk, just a stereo recording of the stuff you've done, and that's just fine. And later you'll take that recording and you'll play it out on the radio and it'll sound just good. It'll sound fine. But instead of recording the output of the mixing desk, you could record a little more than that. So imagine if you recorded the audio from every single channel on the board, and also you recorded the position of every single fader on the board in real time. Well, with the right kit, that would enable you to recreate the entire program if you wanted to. But because it's recorded every single thing that went into the program, every object, it allows you to do much, much more. So you could make adjustments based on your audience's needs. You could remove music beds to make it easier to be heard. Or you could take all the current music out and replace it with 80s songs and still hear the presenter effortlessly talk to the vocals, including their fader pumping, Tony Blackburn. You could extract a good interview without any music bed for use in news bulletins or podcasts. You could tweak and polish, correcting an overeager fade there or a correspondent who you cut slightly early here, or to fix the levels for an enthusiastic phone caller who was a little hot. Or be rather more radical. You could much more easily telescope a 3-hour program to fit a 2-hour repeat. In fact, given the right additional information from a producer in the form of metadata, you could even make different lengths automatically. Perhaps automatically make a version of your radio show that's as long as a listener wants it for their commute. Perhaps just strip all of the music out altogether. Object-based media is a brilliant idea. It's made by engineers who understand the radio production process, and it's also just as applicable for TV as radio. The BBC have explained what they're doing over on their website, and you should take a look. The address is bbc.co.uk/rd/object-based-media, and you'll find a link in the show notes, probably. You can get my weekly newsletter at james.crid.land, which linked to this last week, or get daily podcast news at podnews.net. And until next time, keep listening. And now on the Radio Today programme, Objects from the Past with David Lloyd.
Radio Moments!
It's 20 years since XFM changed a bit in London. Capital had acquired it, and they closed it down for a few days. When it came back, there was an ad campaign that said, "Don't be afraid."
London's 104.9 XFM. 19 minutes to 7 with James. She's a star. And this is Manson being a girl.
104.9. Okay, let's do it.
XFM. The new sound of XFM under Capital ownership this week in 98. One of the earliest voices on Capital itself was Nicky Horn and his programme Your Mother Wouldn't Like It. This week in 75, his guest was the legendary American jock Wolfman Jack.
I think what we're going to do from now until possibly midnight, if things go well, is that I'm going to vacate this chair. You come round this side of the desk and start playing the records.
Actually, you know, let me say this. I did not realise, I didn't bring any of my stuff with me, you know. I didn't bring any of my cartridges. I got oodles of cartridges and this, that, and the other thing, and I didn't bring any records. And when I came here, I did not expect to be treated this well. You understand? I mean, I really feel very good about this.
That deserves a round of applause.
I came over to London, and I visited Germany just because I wanted to see, I wanted to, like, take the temperature of the folks to see if there was anybody really into the Wolfman over here. And lo and behold, to my surprise, Capital Radio invited me to come on the air and do all the things that I have done.
All right, so what we'll do, if we take a break now, while we're taking a break, you come round this side, and I'll wander over there. All right? This is Capital Stereo 95.8, back in just a minute.
Isn't it good to know?
Just getting used to controls like being in somebody else's spaceship, you know what I mean? But we gonna get it down sooner or later. Linda Lewis on Capital Radio, wham, bam, thank you, man.
Wolfman Jack with Nicky Horn on Capital this week in 75. Back in the 70s, there weren't many places for aspiring presenters to work, and several went overseas, not least to this station in Vienna, which opened this week 39 years ago.
This is the start of a new service of the Austrian Radio, a special programme for international people in the greater Vienna area. News, views and useful information from Vienna and around the world. Blue Danube Radio is on the air 7 hours a day on 102.2. Good Morning Vienna. Our breakfast show starts at 7 a.m. News and reports on current cultural and sporting events, weather, traffic, and our entertainment guide, What's On in Vienna.
Music and news for you on 102.2.
Good Morning Vienna, your introduction to a bright and lively day. From 9 a.m. to 12 a.m., you'll hear music and selections from the ORF shortwave service in English and French.
Report from Austria, with news and views from our studio in Vienna.
The start of Blue Danube Radio this week in 79, created for the United Nations community in Vienna. It became home, of course, to many British presenters over the years, not least Steve Allen and Dale Winton, too. This week in 1926, we heard the first dramatised radio serial. It was called Ghostly Fingers, written by Hilda Chamberlain. I have the Radio Times here, and it tells me the first act is set in a large dining room in an old country mansion. It's evening, and the room is well lighted by electric light. Sir Gerald, with his daughter and their guests, are seated round an oval table for dinner. It's all in the detail, isn't it? And there's a handy guide in the Radio Times here as to what a whodunit is. It says here, whose was the unseen hand? What was the motive of the theft? What will happen in the end? The answers to these four questions will be broadcast at the end of part three on August the 28th. There we are. A guide to radio serials to cut out and keep. Now, hosting a chart show is a big thing in British radio. One of the earliest hosts was Alan Dell, who died this week 23 years ago.
Let us just point out here that we over here have produced our own indigenous rock and roll with instinctive humour. Indeed, may we bring you, and to your attention, if you've not already heard it, this record by Gail Warning and the Weathermen of Met Rock.
Hello again from me, Alan Dell, and welcome to these sounds that are easy. And as always, sounds that are now classified as nostalgic. In which case...
You must remember this...
Alan Dell, the second ever presenter of Pick of the Pops in 1956. He'd also appeared on Radio Luxembourg, the BBC Light programme and Radio 2. John Peel said he was an inspiration. Alan died this week in 1995. Radio Caroline is now back on air officially and licensed. 35 years ago this week, though, it was a very different story, returning to air after a break from a new ship.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Radio Caroline on 319 metres, 963 kilohertz. I'm Tom, and for the next hour, I'd like to take you on a couple of musical journeys through the past two decades. We're going to start with the Zombies and She's Not There, and follow that with the Yardbirds.
The poignant return of Radio Caroline this week in 83. So, with the death of deep voiceover Bill Mitchell 21 years ago...
Radio Hallam Stereo, 95.2 and 95.9.
The launch of the world's first licensed commercial radio station, 8MK, 98 years ago in Detroit, now WWJ 950.
WWJ News Time is 2:37. Right now it's cloudy, 47 degrees for Detroit. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
The death of the BBC's wartime radio doctor, Charles Hill, 29 years ago.
How's your tongue? Is it smooth and red? Or knobby and beige with an overcoat of a muddy hue?
At LBC relaunching its AM Talkback service 26 years ago.
This is London Talkback Radio, 11:52 AM.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Thank you, David Lloyd, and as usual to James Cridland and Roy Martin, plus to Roger Cutsforth from the Radio Academy. And you can find out more about Segway and the Arias at radioacademy.org. And thanks to you as well for listening.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creating and distributing clever software for radio.